A Blonde and Her Pack, where sass meets snacks and vet nurse facts. Episode 4, Puppy Panic, what I wish every new dog owner knew. Hey Pack fam, welcome back to A Blonde and Her Pack. It's me, Lauren, your local vet nurse and treat dealing dog mum. Today's episode is all about puppy panic, that glorious time when your new fur baby has arrived and suddenly your house, your sleep, your bank account and your sanity are all under attack. You're Googling 24/7, your friends are texting, oh my god, how cute, and you're too afraid to tell them you haven't sat down in 6 days without someone biting your ankles. Sound familiar? Don't worry, I've got you. Let's talk it out. So the honest truth about puppy life. Let me start with this. Puppies are hard work. Adorable, yes. Instagrammable, absolutely. But behind every perfect post is a human who just cried into a pile of puppy pads. So some of the things that nobody tells you. Puppies don't come pre-programmed. Sleep regression is real. They will absolutely poop after you just let them out. And you will second guess yourself constantly. And that's all normal. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, know this. You're not failing, you're just raising a baby dog. And that is hard work. So what every new puppy parent should know. Let's get practical. Here are my top need to knows. Routine equals peace. Puppies thrive on predictability, so keep meals, toilet breaks, naps, and training on a rough schedule. It will help reduce stress for the both of you. Routine is easier for us, and it's also easier for our puppies. So socialization isn't just about dogs. Expose them to everything. So new surfaces like tiles, grass, wood, carpets, anything that they might be walking on. Sounds like the Hoover, traffic, kids screaming, loud noises, anything that they're going to encounter throughout their life. Also, people are in hats, sunglasses, and uniforms. It's actually a really common phobia for dogs to be nervous of people in hats. I've actually seen this quite a lot, especially recently, that dogs are just really sort of fearful and nervous around someone in a hat. So definitely expose your puppy to this while they're young. Get them used to it. Make them realize that actually it's okay and nothing scary is going to happen. But it's all about positive exposure, not overwhelming chaos. So don't throw them in the deep end of the dog park. Make it all positive. Make it all okay. And help them to understand life. And realize that things aren't scary and that not everything's out to get them. So by doing these early exposures, that'll really, really help them for the future. It'll also help you as well, because it's then not something you're going to have to battle with trying to train them into it's all okay when they're older. So help yourselves both out, train while they're young. Don't skip crate training. So this is quite a controversial one, I know, but crates aren't cruel. When they're done right, they're like little doggy bedrooms. It's a safe, quiet and confident space for your dog. We all like a bit of peace and quiet every now and then, and actually our dogs do as well. So as I said, this is quite a big topic among people. So I actually use a crate for Pepper. She did come from a kennel environment, so she does find a crate a bit of a safe space, but it's useful for both of us. You know, if I'm in the kitchen cooking, and she does get in the way a little bit because she is like an absolute ninja when it comes to crumbs on the floor. She will dive at anything very, very quickly, and then I'm likely to trip over her, which I don't want to do in the kitchen, especially when I'm handling hot things. So she does sometimes have a little bit of time out in her crate, and actually she just goes in there and settles down. She grabs her toy, she curls up in her bed, and she settles. It's her safe space. She knows that if she's in there, she's safe, she's not going to be harassed as well. So it can be a really, really positive thing if it's done correctly. Obviously, don't, you know, put them in there for hours on end just by themselves. That's not how it works. We have to train them into it is okay, it is a safe space. This might actually be a topic that I go into a little bit more in another episode, because I say it is quite a big and controversial topic, but I don't necessarily think that everyone understands the benefits of it, so it may be something that I go into a bit more. So if you do want me to go into this a bit more, please do pop me a message and let me know. So teething happens, and it's feral. Things like frozen carrots, damp detail, damp tea towels and tough chews can really, really help. Your fingers are likely to get bitten at some point, but we obviously need to make our puppies understand that this isn't okay. Fingers aren't there to be chewed on, but they're teething. So we need to redirect that behaviour onto something that they can chomp on to help relieve a little bit. Start alone time early. It's tempting to never leave their side, but puppies who never learn to be alone can grow up to be anxious adults. We saw this a lot after lockdown. Obviously, quite a few people got puppies over lockdown because they were home all the time. You know, it's a great time to get a puppy. But then we've seen all these dogs with separation anxiety because they weren't left in those crucial sort of first few weeks and months of their lives. So we want to start this early on to make them understand that it's okay for them to be alone. They can have a little bit of time out. They can be left. People are coming back and it's not, you know, they're not in harm or anything like that. So start with 2 to 3 minutes and work up. Trust me, it will definitely help the both of you. So, mistakes I see all the time as a vet nurse. Let's get honest. I see this stuff quite a lot. So this is some of the top things I see. Waiting until something's wrong to visit the vet. This is a really, really big one. So people will get their first vaccinations done and then they won't then see the vet again for maybe the next year until the next vaccinations, if they even do the vaccinations. We want to make the vets a positive experience. They don't just want to go there when something bad has to happen or if they need an injection or anything like that. Socializations are really, really important. You know, there's a lot of new smells and new animals in the practice. So we want to get them used to it and make them know that it's a good, positive thing. A lot of practices do offer socialization clinics as well, and they're normally either free or quite cheap. So I highly recommend getting this done. I also see a lot of feeding high calorie, what I call puppy junk food, and then the owner's wondering why the dogs are hyper. It's like if you give your kids sugar and then expect them to just sit quietly, they're gonna get hyper. Letting bad habits slide because they're small and cute. This is a really, really big one. We don't want them to get all these bad habits early on because they're cute and it's funny at the time. It's something that then will become a habit and you're then gonna have to train them out of it. So just cut them short already. We want to train the good habits, not the bad habits. So definitely something to keep an eye on. Also missing the early signs of fear, anxiety, or resource guarding. These are quite big things that a lot of people don't always notice the small cues and the small sort of directions that their dogs give. So it's definitely something to read up on and make sure that you know the early signs that you can help your puppy not be fearful or anxious or anything like that. So prevention is better than treatment, always. So I had a little chat with Mel, who is one of the local dog trainers to me. So she has a really great website with all this sort of information and top tips and things on, not just about puppies, but about adult dogs and just general training and things as well. So I'd highly recommend checking out Melanie Newton Dog Training. But she sent over her 5 common puppy training mistakes and how to avoid them from a professional dog trainer. So, inconsistency in training. Puppies thrive on routine. When commands, expectations, or boundaries change daily, it creates confusion. So avoid it. Use consistent keywords across the household to make sure everyone is saying the same words like sit, down, things like that. Stick to the same training rules daily. Reinforce behaviours with rewards every time. And rewards don't necessarily mean treats either. That can just be a quick fuss or a cuddle, or it can be treats. Delayed socialisation. So missing the critical socialisation window, which is between 3 and 14 weeks, can lead to fearful or reactive behaviour later. So how to avoid it? Introduce your puppy to people, dogs, sounds and new environments early. Reward calm, curious behaviour. So overusing punishment, using harsh corrections or scolding can damage trust and escalate anxiety. So how to avoid it? Focus on positive reinforcement, redirect unwanted behaviour calmly, reward the behaviours you want to see more of. Skipping recall training. A reliable recall can save your puppy or even your adult dog's life. But many owners skip it, again, until a problem arises. Remember, prevention is better than treatment. So how to avoid it? Start recall training early in a distraction-free space. Use high-value rewards and practice daily. And lastly, expecting too much too soon. Puppies are just like toddlers. They're learning everything for the first time. So unrealistic expectations lead to frustration for both of you. How to avoid it? Celebrate small wins. Set short daily training sessions. Be patient. Progress takes time. So again, I think that's some really great sort of top tips from Mel there. So as I said, go check out her website. She does have loads and loads of stuff on there. But again, it sort of reiterated a few of the things that I said. So definitely something to consider. So next up, Q Pepper's entrance sass. Okay, so today Pepper is reviewing her new obsession, fish skin flats. So the texture, crunchy, like really crunchy. It sounded like she was eating gravel. The smell, think low tide meets dog heaven. Nutrition, high in omega-3s, which is great for joints, skin, coat, and brain health. Chew time. This probably took her about sort of 5 to 10 minutes of calm chewing, which is, again, gold during teething puppy hour as well. So that can be really good for the puppies as well. Pepper definitely really, really liked this chew. Obviously, she did pick it from the three treats I offered her. Don't know if you guys have seen my video on that one yet, but she went for the fish skin flat and, yeah, chewed at it aggressively for quite a while because she did really, really enjoy that. Fish is definitely one of my natural, one of my go-to natural treats. Again, nutrition-wise, they're really, really beneficial. So they're single ingredient, no additives, and fab for dental health too. Obviously, just watch for the fishy breath. You have been warned. So, enrichment for puppies equals sanity for you. Tired puppies are good puppies. Mental stimulation matters just as much as walks, especially before they're vaccinated. So some favourites. Lick mats. Obviously, I've talked about this in a previous episode, but you can also freeze lick mats, which will also help with the teething phase for your puppy. Snuffle mats with kibble. Obviously, puppies tend to have a few more meals a day, so you can always add in sort of the lunchtime meal with a snuffle mat, or you can do all their meals. This will be really helpful for them. It's great enrichment. Frozen Kongs. Again, this will last them a while. Great for teething and things as well. Toilet roll puzzles. This can take them a while to figure out, so great work for them. Also, scatter feeding in the garden. So this is one that I actually do quite commonly with Pepper. I will literally just go and chuck her kibble in the garden in the evening and let her forage around and find it. She absolutely loves snuffling through the grass, so it's really, really good. Dogs like to work for their food. And it's one that is more natural to them. They're foraging, you know, they've got the grass in their face and things like that. So that's one that I really, really actually love as a top tip. So it doesn't have to be fancy. It just has to get their little brains working. So obviously it doesn't have to be expensive either. So if you don't have a lot of money, you know, things are tight, it can just be simple things. Toilet roll tubes, again, really easy. You can, you know, shove it all in a box. I talked about sort of top tips in the podcast last week. So again, it doesn't have to be fancy, but we just need to enrich their little brains. So I have introduced a little thing of listener stories. So I did say in the podcast last week, if anyone has any puppy wins or fails that they wanted me to read out, then pop me a message. And we did get a couple of responses, which is amazing. So Honey the Golden's owner has actually sent in a couple of stories, which is really, really good. So from Honey's owner, Honey was 9 weeks old when we decided to introduce her to other dogs. So we booked a puppy play day in a fenced off area. All the puppies were huge compared to Honey though. She decided to play with a huge Labrador and they played chase round and round the tree. Once the lab had had enough, it just came and sat on top of Honey. All you could see was her little tail poking out from under his big bottom. I can imagine that was really quite funny at the time. Also from Honey's owner, Honey and her owner were at puppy training classes working towards her Good Citizenship Award. Honey decided to be quite naughty and not listen. So the dog trainer took Honey and said, I will get this out of her and show you how to do this the right way to make her behave. Which she said in front of the whole class, which, let's be honest, that's quite embarrassing. That's not ideal. So the trainer walked off with Honey and tried to get her under control. Unfortunately, she did not manage, but did manage to trip over honey, land on her head, and get an egg on her head. The whole class thought it was very funny how little honey showed the whole class. Incredibly, though, she passed her good citizenship award. So well done, little honey. I'm glad out of that story you did pass after all. Next up, we had a write-in from Molly's owner. So a little puppy win for her owners was when she swam for the first time. She had never been to the beach before we rescued her and was a bit nervous around waves. So one time when I was with my parents and their dog Wallace, there was some shallow water with no waves. We started throwing in pebbles to get her interested, which she then started paddling a bit, which is really good. Suddenly it got quite deep, and so she had to swim. After that moment, she has been a water dog ever since, and we can't keep her out of the water now. She is now our proper little water baby and will fetch balls in the streams and the sea, which is really nice. I love a dog that doesn't think that they like water, and then when they realize that they do, you then can't get them out of it, which I think is absolutely hilarious. I do actually know Molly, and I can say she is obsessed with water. She has a paddling pool in her garden, which is obviously great in this hot weather we've been having. And we always play a little bit of fetch with her ball in there and things, and she does some treat bobbing and stuff, which is really, really cute. So I love that little win. That's such a nice little one. So if you're knee deep in chewed socks, sleep deprivation and puppy panic, just breathe. You're doing better than you think. This stage doesn't last forever. You'll blink and they'll be grown. So take a deep breath, love the chaos, laugh at the fails, and keep the fishy treats flowing. Remember, enjoy every minute of puppyhood. I know it can be stressful and I know it can be a lot, but it will get easier. And if you take the time to train your puppy while they're young, you're going to have a really good relationship with your dog as they grow up, which is going to be rewarding for the both of you. So don't forget to share this episode with a fellow puppy parent. Tag us at A Blonde and Her Pack on Instagram and TikTok and tell us your funniest puppy moment. The messier, the better. So next week on the podcast, we will be talking myth busting, pet edition. So if you have any myths that you want busted or any questions that you might have, feel free to pop me a DM or even send me an email at laurencepetservices21@gmail.com. And I'll do my best to answer all of your questions. We love getting your stories, so thank you when you send them in. Until next time, give your pup a cuddle from me and maybe a fishkin flap from Pepper. Love you, Pack Fam. I'll catch you next week.